You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
That sounds a little loud. It's too loud. It's too loud. Oh, man. We are all fired up today about the addition of TJ and Jody's House that is coming your way. It is coming your way right away is what's happening here. We're firing this podcast like a rocket straight into your device.
Okay.
Into your delicious device.
Yes, sir.
All right. If anybody were to have driven by Josh's Farmer's Market this past weekend, you would have thought, oh my goodness, they are giving away gold bars over there.
Yeah.
It was crazy. People running wild and having fun and man.
Love it.
So Josh's Farmer's Market in Mooresville next to the YMCA is back in full swing for the season. So all of the best produce. They also, a strawberry season. So they got the strawberries coming out of Ridge Spring, South Carolina. Ooh. That's where the good strawberries are. You know why strawberries are so good for fiber and all when you're eating a healthy diet? Jody.
Why are they so good?
May I call you Jody? Yeah, why are they so good
the
for
seeds
you?
Seeds are...
Yeah, because it's one of the only fruits that you eat the seeds. So they have the fiber.
Yeah, see, I'm smart.
Yeah. You can be.
Okay.
If you apply yourself, that's what I keep telling you. So they have freshly baked breads and pies along with all of that other stuff, and they have their fresh seafood that they are the ones that actually go and get it. They call that a haul. That's what the people on the internets call it. Like when a millennial woman goes to the grocery store and comes back and tells you everything that she got, that's called a grocery haul. She's showing you her grocery haul.
Yeah, I love those.
And then when they go and they get a shipment in or they go shopping and buy some clothes and they try them on like a fashion show, like it's their Fashion Nova haul.
Yeah.
So this is their seafood haul every Thursday with Josh's Farmer's Market. And I think they've increased the inventory on those TJ and Jody glider rocker things, it's kind of like a glider.
Which I still would love a set of those.
It's a glider love seat.
They're awesome.
Oh.
With a little table in the middle.
We love a love seat.
We love a love
seat. I don't know if y'all realize that.
So cute.
And what else? Oh, the food trucks every weekend with the great food truck haul. No, it's not called a haul. It's just a bunch of food trucks.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
And so, I bet they're getting a lot of plants and things in, too.
Girl, you ought to see the ferns.
A lot of hanging baskets.
Yes, you see those big Boston ferns?
Yes.
They have over 600 of them.
Ferns?
Wow. Boston ferns.
Boston ferns.
Yeah.
Not just a fern.
And, you know, that's one of my memories as a child. My mama always had these ferns that hung out on our front porch, but nobody ever went out on our front porch. But she had them there because we lived on a lot that was, it was a panoramic. You see all the way around it when you drive. It was in the middle of a curve, and you'd see that front porch, and she'd have those big ferns out there. And I remember them. She'd come out and water them, and that water would just drip for seemed like an hour out of the bottom of those ferns.
Well, because that Louisiana heat would just burn those things up. You know what I think of with ferns? Our wedding, because we had huge ferns on our porch as well, and I remember my mom trying to take such good care of them and make them big and pretty. I bet they were a Boston fern, and we had them at our wedding.
Yep, and they took them right back to the house afterward.
Yep.
Said, I got to get my ferns back. Jody's mama said, I got to get my ferns back.
Get those ferns back.
So, I think it's this weekend that the food trucks are Tin Kitchen. And those Granny's donuts that we love so much. And Holy Cookie Dough. as
well. Holy cookie dough.
Yeah, and also this, I guess this is the name of the food truck. It says another food truck. Maybe that's the name of it, that's and it's cute. Not just a,
another food truck.
A note from Josh or Garrett that says, and another food truck.
And I don't know what it is. Truck. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So Josh's Farmer's Market is great.
The best.
And it's the best right is- next to the YMCA. Mm-hmm. In Mooresville, North Carolina. You know, yep. I never just call it Mooresville anymore. I always have to stretch it out. Mooresville. Because I'm silly. Because I talk all silly all the time. And you notice that on that Fend for Yourselves cooking show
you
that I do.
You are silly.
Yeah, I say some pretty silly. I got to.
Yeah.
I've been kind of grading that and looking at it and going, oh, I need to stop with that and whatever. Yeah, I need to stop doing this. I need
it's
to stop
silly
doing
overload
that.
Sometimes.
I need to. No. I need, and I also it's need cute. To hustle it up a little bit and oh you know God. So anyway we are going to have a really good show today, and there is something that I have to confess to Jody.
Oh goodness.
And it's not a confession like I've done something wrong. It's a confession that I was holding from her because she's gonna laugh and make fun of me for this okay. confession. So we'll get to that next.
TJ and Jody's house.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back to the best podcast on entire internet of world.
That would be us.
Uh-huh. Most successful podcast in history of today.
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 Yeah. First of all, Jody, to quote you, well, I guess you hate my hair.
Actually, I was just got my hair getting cut. Ready to tell you that I loved it.
Yeah, right.
But you didn't give me a minute, and then been, I was going to say off camera, but I thought, no, I'm going to wait and tell you on camera. I really
had,
love it.
You've had ample time.
I was or waiting as, to make a big deal around it, but
as
you did
my,
yourself.
As my fourth grade teacher, Miss Hobdy in Winfield, Louisiana, would say, you've had ample enough time.
Well, I love it.
And that's what Jody does, or all women, I think, if they get their hair cut or something's different about it or whatever, and you don't say anything, they think that that means that you hate it.
I don't say that.
You've said that before. Where did I get that? I guess you hate my hair. It was when you did something drastic one time, and I didn't say anything.
Okay.
But anyway, so I don't need to put the hat on.
No, I love it like that. It's my
head
way,
all shining.
I'll be honest, it's way better.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Now, yeah. See, I don't, I'm not blessed with, thick hair by mm-hmm. any means. I used to have thick hair. I'm balding.
And was your hair as thick as boys?
No, my hair was never as thick as his. No, he got his Uncle Todd's hair. Mm. You know, Uncle Todd still got thick hair.
Yeah. So weird.
That bastard. So I was I keep it buzzed off most of the time, but then I kind of let it grow out and let the front, because I have some in the front. Mm-hmm. And let that grow out and do a little style with it and all. But then I noticed on the cooking show called Fend for Yourselves on the YouTubes and the AceTJ.TV, where you're watching TJ and Jody's house right now, I noticed that the hair that I do have on the very top is really light colored. And so it looks like I have a little patch on the crown and then nothing leading to the front. And then on the front, I just had a hair fence. So, and the thing that I absolutely want to avoid in my life, there are two things. One is being accused of trying to hang on to hair that I don't have anymore, right. You know, with trying sure. to make an illusion. Sure. And the other is being the old guy at the club, like dancing in a situation like those.
Okay. You know,
like Hugh Hefner looks so ridiculous and all that footage of him out there dancing in his stupid ass pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah.
With those girls.
I like it like that. I love it like
well,
that.
Well, thanks.
I've told you that before.
Yeah, I know. But I was just joking about you not saying anything about it.
Well, I was waiting to say something, but then you spoil
fine,
that.
It's fine. You know why? Because I'm always in a rush to be funny. That's why. Mm-hmm. So excuse me.
Very scary.
Excuse me for being funny and making people like me. Duh.
Duh.
Okay. I must confess. And I was going to not tell you this at first, but then I thought, she'll get a funny out of it. And then I thought, okay, well, I'll just wait and tell her on the podcast.
Okay. Did you fall?
Friday, I came home and I hadn't been sleeping much and I was ready to take a nap and all of that. Do you remember when I was, did you notice when I was going upstairs to take a nap? That I was quiet and I was just trying to, I kept trying to ease off while you were talking to me and I was going, yeah.
Not really. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was.
Okay.
Because I took a hard fall in the garage right before that. I mean, it wasn't just a stumble like I normally do.
That's
or
so
I trip.
Though.
Like I trip and stumble on something and you laugh because I'm a klutz or whatever. I mean, we have these, we have a mud room, and then there are two steps that lead down into the garage.
Yeah.
Well, I took the first step, and I went to take the second step, and I heard something where they're building the house next door that startled me, and I looked, and when I looked to see what it was, I completely missed that second step, and I fell and landed on the back of my shoulder.
No.
Landed on this shoulder. Hang on. I landed on my shoulder. And then rolled my feet flat in the air like a, like a dead possum, like feet straight in the air and banged my head on your running board on your car.
Awful. Yeah. That is so bad.
I got a bruise on this leg over here. And all, but
that
I thought
is really,
I got,
really
and then
bad. Why didn't you say anything?
Because you would have.
No, I wouldn't have laughed at that.
I wasn't hurt or anything.
But
it was a major. It was a pratfall.
Oh my gosh, that is so bad.
And I started laughing at first. I lay there for a second, and I was like, and then I thought, I got to get up before she comes out of here.
If I had opened that door and you were laying there, like.
The first thing, though, I just had to make sure that I didn't twist my ankle or knee or something like that. And then I was
But it's
fine.
Bad that you hit your head. That's dangerous.
Well, it wasn't hard. It just like it threw me into your
running board.
Your running board. Yeah.
Oh, I hit my head on there. Oh, my God. That is so awful, though.
Yeah.
You completely missed that step.
Like it wasn't even there. Like I was stepping off into a pool as a joke.
Yeah, you're something.
You know, as a kid, when you walk out and like,
because you were startled
like
by what's next door all the time.
Yeah, they're running heavy equipment over there and stuff. And I heard something. And it sounded like a crash. And then when I turned,
it was a crash.
Yeah, I was the crash. I'm surprised they didn't all come running over there to see what I was doing.
Was I when you came in? Was I in the kitchen?
No. No, you were, I think, in your office on the phone or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you limping?
Yeah. Yeah, because it, like, I landed on my on my hip, too. That's where the bruise is, and it was just kind of shaking.
When you get our age, we limp and stuff a lot, so we don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Things happen.
One day you can't go to the bathroom. The next day, you can't stop going to the bathroom.
Yeah. When will
it's
you be? Terrible. When will you be 50?
3 years.
Whew.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
50 hits, and everybody says that, but it is bad business.
So, Mr. Todd, you always look at the comments and stuff that come in on the cooking show, and stuff where I show you on the camera and all that. Mm-hmm. How often do women comment about you being hot?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot, though, right?
I don't think so.
Hmm?
I don't think
some.
So.
Some?
I haven't noticed.
He's lying.
I'm serious. I haven't really paid attention.
I haven't looked at the comments on that.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I haven't either because I can't. I'm too insecure.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah, you're insecure. Sure.
But I just figured that we would get a lot of those because there are a lot of desperate women out there that are ready to take somebody's man. I don't mean they would have to be desperate to want you. No, I mean just ready to pounce on somebody's man if he looks good.
Yeah. There are a
Plus,
lot of
Plus, we
those.
Know they're all drinkers, like heavy drinkers.
Who?
The people that watch the Fend for Yourselves show because he said that's all the comments he ever gets is do more cocktails.
That one with Lainey, they're like, more cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that time of year. People want the cocktails. I get it. Yeah. And you have so many to share.
I know.
It'll be great.
I have so much to share with the world, Jody, in general.
I know.
I run out of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is Jody's birthday month.
Yeah. No.
And I haven't talked to you since you went out on your big dinner last night with friends.
It was fun.
What time did you get home?
About 10.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was raining so bad when we left. I mean, like monsoon. And I told them, y'all must love the mess out of me to come out in this weather. And you know what they said? Mm. What are you saying? You wouldn't come out for us? Because they know that I hate getting out in the rain. Yeah.
Everybody loves the mess out of Jody.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we had a good dinner and we were at a round table that I loved. That way,
so
I
you can see everybody,
and talk to everyone. Everybody could mm-hmm. converse, and nobody, because you know, when you got two, ended up not being able to come. So it was six of us.
What'd you eat?
Salmon, as you say, and it has succotash. Oh my gosh, I love that succotash.
You had salmon succotash, girl.
Salmon and succotash. Oh, and then for the appetizer, oh my gosh, this was a special that they had. So we got one for the table because everybody wanted to try it. Tell me, as a cook, as a chef.
Right, master chef.
So they did shoestring fries.
Yeah.
With like a Thousand Island type dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing.
You said Thousand Island. You put the ing on the wrong word.
I know. Thousand Island dressing.
No, it's adorable.
Thousand Island dressing. And then some scallions and crab meat.
Ooh.
On top of the fries.
Mm-hmm. I bet that was good.
So good.
Unless they probably did have the right amount of dressing on there so the fries didn't get all soggy.
No,
nope,
they did not.
See, so that's the thing about like
the bowl, and it was kind of in the middle, and then, and as you scooped it out, because we shared it, because everybody was like, oh, we should try that because that sounds so different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and then we had three options. They said I had to get a dessert, but I said I'll get a dessert, but we're all sharing it because I'm not eating a full dessert, because I already felt ugh. But anyway, I got carrot cake.
You did?
Because I love carrot cake.
I know.
And hadn't had it in a while. However, I forget, some people put raisins in there, and I didn't ask.
Uh-huh.
It was good. I just cut a sliver and I ate it, but I didn't even try. It was dark in there and I didn't even want to see if there was a raisin. I thought, even if there's a raisin, I'm just going to have to eat it because this is what I got. I don't think there was. I did taste the pecans, I think, in it.
In the carrot cake?
Or there was a nut. There was a nut in it, but she I don't know what.
She said whoop, not because she thought she cussed.
No, I just
said
by hit my mouth.
Nut on
No.
She hit her mouth on that.
But it was good. So, it was good. Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that a carrot cake has the allspice in it and all of that stuff. I just don't know what possesses people to say, you know what this cake needs? It's sweet and delicious. Carrots. It is. I think it would just top it off as a dessert to add carrots to it.
I do love a carrot cake, though. It was good. Somebody sitting there last night said they had that as their wedding cake.
Ooh.
And I thought that was different.
Was it a Yankee?
I don't think so.
Carrot cake for a wedding cake?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm trying to remember who said that. Somebody goes, I don't know. I think I have vanilla. I go, me too. I go, oh, well, wait. Richie had a groom's cake that was chocolate with a microphone on it.
Oh my
God. Yeah. But our cake was vanilla. It was white. Because I like a white cake.
Yeah. And then
white icing.
You kept it diverse with my cake.
Yes. Chocolate. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that was my night. I never, ever go to that restaurant and have a bad meal. I love all that food.
Yeah. You said succotash. Was that table 31?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had their succotash before. As a matter of fact, I get it at the drive-thru.
Yeah. Had a great waitress that I know, and she's so kind and sweet. You know, we've seen her in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her daughter went to school with Boy.
Yeah. They're called servers, though. You got to call them. I know. It's crazy.
Server. She's a server. She's a great server.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, fun
But
night.
They don't like servant because I've made that mistake and they don't.
No.
Excuse me. You're going to be our servant tonight?
Yeah.
Say, what's the difference? Server, servant? You're serving. That's what it means. The person who's serving.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was a great.
Well, good.
Evening for me, and I had a lot
what
of
did they
presents.
Give you? Yeah,
presents?
I was gonna say, what all did they give you?
Let's see. I got, so you know, my favorite animal is a giraffe,
mm-hmm.
and one of my friends got me it hand painted, and it's in an oyster, and it's got the green like I like, and then the giraffe head in it. Really nice. Then I got a really long green and gold, piece of like platter thing to put in my office as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a David Bowie graphic t-shirt, which is super soft.
Who gave you that?
Susie.
Why David Bowie? Because you like all the 80s music?
Yeah, probably. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then another cute top from one of my favorite stores in town.
Yeah.
And,
sounds like you got a good haul.
And
you gonna snort those?
Spongella. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
It's heart shaped. It's flower shaped, and they have different scents, and they're on a like a rope. And I've had two, and they are so great when you shower. Yeah. Some lotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, that's enough.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it's good birthday.
Right.
Pre-birthday.
And
pre.
Now you know what happens, Mr. Todd.
What?
Is that Jody and most women, their friends will get together and take them out to lunch and take them to dinner like that and all. And then each friend, or several of them at least, will come around and go, hey, yeah, this is great and I'm having fun, or I'm going to be there for your dinner, whatever, Tuesday night, but I also want to take you to lunch, just the two of us. So then they, you know, that's what makes it last, the birthday celebration lasts so long, is because they have to have the big dinner together and then they have to have lunches and this, that, and the other, you know, separately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where are you going tonight?
I'm going to a lunch today.
Oh, that's
but
right.
But that
today.
Person wasn't there.
No.
And then I'm going to a dinner tonight that person wasn't there.
Oh, you're going to dinner tonight too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Yeah. I thought it was just lunch today. Oh, no, I thought it was just dinner that was supposed to happen Thursday.
The dinner was supposed to happen Thursday, but I moved it to tonight.
Right. Because we have one of those live show things.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hate.
But then I'm finished with my dinners and lunches. That's not bad.
I don't think you will be.
Okay. All right.
You know you won't. There'll be somebody coming, hey, I haven't had a chance.
I think it's sweet, but you know me, and I like birthday celebrations for my friends. And
I know. It's not just you like your birthday. You like birthdays and all for everybody else, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so you. You know, Jody, like we talked about last week, your name being an adjective that describes you.
So Jody.
That is just so Jody. So Jody.
I said Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was the way my mom described you when we first met.
What?
So Jody.
No, she
Not
didn't.
Not so great, just so.
No, she didn't.
She still feels that way.
But my friend I'm going out with tonight, her birthday is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we always celebrate together.
Yeah.
We've been friends for many, 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 many years. 20.
Yeah, but she's a lot younger than you, though.
She is younger than me.
A lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are, though, so it's no big deal.
Okay.
Most people are.
All right. Whatever you say.
So, you'll come home, though, after your lunch and then come get ready to go to dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you today at some point.
You'll see me sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But lunch will probably last a little good while.
Okay. You said something. I don't know whether it was on the podcast or what, but you said something because I was picking on Alexis about coloring and that you color.
Yeah.
And you got. I've never seen you do that. Where is that? Where does that happen? And where are the pictures that you've colored and all that?
Go look in the coloring book.
Because she keeps saying, see, Jody you know, da 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 da. I said, I've never seen, and I watch every move that Jody makes.
Lately, you do. Yeah, great. I know, right?
Well, that's a good thing, though, that I'm always interested in looking at you. I'm not always interested in hearing you, but I'm always interested in looking at you.
Right back at you.
Well, I'll take anything.
I usually do that, though, in the winter months. Like, if it's cold and I'm bored or whatever, I'll do stuff you know, color.
Do you also revert back to riding a bicycle with a bell on it and other childhood activities?
If I had a bicycle with a bell, I would. See, I had happy childhood. Right. I don't mind reverting back.
Yeah. Well, I just thought you were telling her that just so she didn't feel
weird. No, I have a ton of coloring books.
But if she says something, about me that was negative, it wouldn't matter what it was. You would jump in there and go at it just with her. She could say, yeah, he is the devil. And you could go, yeah, I've seen his horns.
Probably. Kind of back her up. She's in here with all y'all. Oof.
But even when she's not, like the other night
at dinner, like
it's like everything
is.
That I say, you know, she's going to mess with me about
at dinner.
No, I wasn't. How many times do I have to tell you I cannot hear in a situation where there is a lot of ambiance?
Okay.
And then people are sitting far away from me at a big table.
I get that.
I can't hear.
But when you could hear, when I was sitting between you and you, she would lean over and say something to you. There you went. That frown. Like you don't even say it. You're just about, you're thinking something and then you just.
Because I'm trying to hear. I'm straining to hear. I'm 96 years old, Jody.
You need hearing aids in.
What?
It's rude.
Well, either way.
We can only go to, like, libraries to eat, so you can.
No, you can do whatever you want. Just don't expect me to participate fully and be Mr. Chipper. Oh, I'm so nice and sweet. I was being nice. I was serving everybody their water. They put it at the end of the table. I made sure that everybody had their water filled up. Well, I just wasn't involved in the whole conversation because I can't hear.
You complained, though, all day about going.
Yeah, that was mostly just joking around, even though I didn't really want to go.
You think he was joking?
I don't really want
to
go.
All day long because he needed to go to bed.
Yeah.
He needed to go to bed. And then I knew going Monday he would be late, but I'm gone Tuesday night. He can go to bed early. Wednesday night, earlier than 8.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, tomorrow he's got to be out late.
But what does that have to do with you and Alexis? And especially you, always talking crap about me being so terrible.
I'm taking for doing what?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm gonna show both of y'all. You'll be out of this bitch. Be gone. The two of y'all can. She can move in with you, and y'all can sit around
color
playing with crystals and coloring, and you can go outside and sit
crystals.
Pretzel legged with her on the screen porch and. You know, call upon the universe to, you know, to put you in a better mood and, you know, any of that stuff.
All right.
Y'all do all
that. Stop
be
ugly. Stop be ugly. No, let's don't.
Then she can take you for pho and tell you how it hits your soul when you're eating
pho. I don't know if I'm trying pho.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm the king of that, though, by the way.
Pho.
Do you get it?
I get it.
I'm royalty when it comes to the pho. Number one in the kingdom.
Golly.
All right. Well, let's take a break because I'm tired of you. Okay. Is that okay with you? Jody.
Whatever you want, darling.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, you done gave me a headache.
I'm sorry, you want some medicine?
No. I got a headache, cramping.
You're such a girl. Did you eat today?
Yes, I had a turkey bacon, little turkey bacon taco, breakfast taco.
You may be just hungry. That's why you got a headache.
And I made it with the carb light tortilla.
Good
and turkey
you.
Bacon
mm-hmm.
and gravy. No, there was no gravy.
Oh, I was
no,
like, ooh.
No, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, luckily, I know how to create things
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Todd is kind of on a time crunch today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
aren't we all?
The Fend for Yourselves show today that we record is probably going to be, you know, half-assed at best.
Mm-hmm. That's
gotta, fine. Got to get to it. Get
everybody
done.
Look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you have to be at the function tomorrow to set up?
Ace is trying to get us there at 3 o'clock.
Ace is be there at
3? Whoa.
Thing starts at 6?
Yeah, but I'm probably not going to be there until 4:30.
You'll be there at 4:30?
4:30, yeah.
Hey, our friend Michael can help. He's coming. He'll be there a little after 5 because he's coming straight from work. And we said, you can help Mr. Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny's Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny's Michael.
He's coming. He'll come straight from work. He said he'll be there in 10 minutes. He's off at 5. And we said, help Mr. Todd.
I'm good. Rob might need him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I wasn't, and I had to redo my whole schedule to
and
go.
I appreciate that, Jody, because, you know, no, I don't appreciate it as much as all your fans that
I
will
don't
be
have
there.
Fans.
They're going to appreciate it.
Boy, I ain't got fans.
More than I.
I don't have fans.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
No, that's right. You don't have listeners, Jody. You have screaming fans.
Yeah.
Passionate, screaming fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't, I'm going to support you, darling.
Oh, thanks.
Even though you don't even see me at those things, do you? Because the lights are so bright up there.
Yeah, no and fans. You're, and you're, you know, you're mingling about the whole time.
I do mingle.
Yeah.
I do. I chitty chat.
Mm-hmm.
Chitty chat. And
big old chitties. Big old chitty chats. You have a big chitty chat.
Is Carrie coming?
Yes.
Oh, is she? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll chitty chat with her.
And Carrie's Mr. Todd's fiance.
Mm-hmm. Does she have to teach and then come and all that?
She
does?
She should be there on time.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
She'll be there on time.
I'll chitty chat.
At 3 with Ace.
3? Why 3?
Because it's a new place. We've never done it before there and all that.
Yeah. Okay. What time do we have to leave here? Ooh,
I don't know. I'm going to be there at 5:57.
I knew he was going to say that.
Because mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else is there for
You'll
me to do?
You'll be there at 5:57 and Riggins will be there at 5:58.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing for me to do. I could get there and go ahead and start drinking beer.
You can have a beer.
Mm-hmm. Because we usually go to dinner before those things.
Food.
Yeah, so we may need to get there a little early
Let's
and eat.
Let's go early and eat, yeah.
Because we usually eat before we go to the, where we do it normally.
Yeah.
But that's at 7.
So we probably need to leave up here at 4.
But this is also going to be in the mean city.
Oh, God. You're so ridiculous.
It's going to be a lot farther for us to drive and traffic and all that. Oh, I will be.
He's so ridiculous.
What?
That's not a mean city.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You're something else.
So anyway, I just hope we get in and out okay. Of the city. Of the city. Mm-hmm. And so Jenny, our little friend Jenny, will be riding there and back with us.
No.
And Michael.
Just there.
Oh, she's going to ride back with Michael?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't think she was.
Yes.
Aren't they married?
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yep, she's around there with us.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, so he must be taking his good car to work.
He is.
All right, there we go. Because mm-hmm. he has a work car that he drives every day that's an older car that's, you know, just made to take the miles. Mm-hmm. So his good car doesn't get miles put on it. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't like to ride in the work car. So that's what I was getting at. Because last I heard, he was going to, in his work car.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. He never was going in the work car.
Oh.
Mm-mm. That was okay. A big discussion, I think.
I've never ridden in the work car.
Me either.
Let's all go out in it. Well, the three of us. Jenny won't.
No, she won't.
Work car.
We can't say. We can't say.
We don't want him to be followed.
No, you we know, can't say.
He didn't sign up to be a celebrity.
We can't say.
Like Jody did.
God, I did not sign up.
Okay. Well, this has been great, and nothing has gotten accomplished.
It has. We figured out you fell.
Mm-hmm.
You got a haircut.
Right. And then,
you hate Alexis and me being friends. Mm. You are thrilled about going to my night.
I wish y'all... I'm glad y'all are friends. I just wish y'all would be friends that didn't have to just give me crap nonstop. That's all I was saying.
Okay, well, we don't ever give you crap unless you start saying stuff first.
Not true.
You poke bears
not
all the time.
True.
Yes,
not
you
true.
Do.
Not true.
So we accomplished many things.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got another show to go tape. So
okay. Well, have fun with that.
Yep. It's going to be a blast.
All right.
But I'm going to... I'm probably going to do a couple of shots.
I'll do it with you.
Of marijuana.
Fun for y'all.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm kidding. I'm not doing shots of marijuana. Heroin.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.